Victoria.
This is Jubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
So, you see, I was waiting in line to pick up my daughter from her grade school. And while looking in the rearview mirror, I watched the woman behind me begin to cake the makeup upon her face. Because it's very important to look like a whore when picking up your second grader. Oh, the hell's wrong with the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You have to put your cake on, don't you? So.
I am Ray Light, along with the one and only Gully, who is live from London, and Vania Garia from Central Illinois.
Super.
Welcome, gentlemen.
How does this headset sound, by the way?
It's good. I'm getting a little feedbacky.
It's Karen's got my headset and is using it on the laptop, so
it's a little better there. What? Yep. Gorilla, do you just let your wife just take your things and use them whenever she wants?
Well, it depends on what it is. I mean,
I know I don't.
I'm not super possessive. But.
I mean, I got like my headset right here, got my headphones, my microphone and stuff. Yeah. My wife.
She has her own.
She would not dare. Would not dare to touch mine.
I actually suggested that she get this headset because I wanted to see if it would be any good. Rather than bring mine all the way to London, I could use this instead.
Hmm.
So there you go.
It's picking up every piece of ambient noise.
Yeah,
I've noticed.
That thing's loud. Good Lord.
I'm going to be right back. I'm going to call back in a minute and swap headsets with her.
Yeah, be a good idea.
Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, it's almost too good a headset. Maybe you turn down your levels. Maybe you turn down your levels or something, but it's too crispy, you know?
It does sound good.
Yeah, it's very crispy, though, isn't it?
It does, yes. But it's picking up, like, he squeaked his chair and it picked it up.
I know, I'm afraid you're going to fart and blow out my eardrums. let some bassy flatulence go. We'd be like, whoa.
So is that any better? I've turned it a little lower.
You just sound weird.
Well, I shall return.
Thank you.
Okay, then.
No bass in that.
I know. I like me bassy.
I know. You sound bassy. That's what women like about you. They like your bassiness.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's what Mercy thinks about Gully.
Yeah, they like it because his voice sounds deeper when he's on that other headset. They don't like him when he's not on another set. They're going to know he actually sounds like a dork in real life. They want
to. I sound like a bitch in real life, right? Yeah. I shall return.
Thank you.
You notice his accent was a little off, too, with that headset.
Yeah. Doesn't he sound like he's struggling to stay awake?
A little bit.
It's like 10:30 there. I mean, why is he struggling to stay awake?
Well, they were fighting yesterday, Ray. They must have had makeup sex today or something.
It's so weird. When he's in London, he is on the schedule of like an 80-year-old.
Well, he's got a lot of physical activity going on.
You know what I mean?
When he's at home, what does he really do? But when he's there, what does he
do? He'll be up till 2 or 3 in the morning at his place. When he's in Liverpool, he's up till 2 or 3 in the morning. So 10:30 at night's nothing for him. He's wide awake and chipper and excited about doing it. He goes to visit London for the week. And he sounds like he's ready to drop dead by 11 o'clock his time.
Well, I mean, you know, what is he? I want to be tactful about it. I don't want to make his girlfriend mad or anything, right.
You think it's the girlfriend's the problem.
No. I don't think it's a problem, Ray. It may be a problem for you and I,
What time does his girlfriend go to bed?
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that. You know, a lot of physical activity throughout
the
day.
I think she goes to bed at a certain time, and he needs to knock off a piece of tail before doing the show.
I think he's probably already knocked off a piece of tail 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, that's what I mean. And then, so that's why he's probably all tired sounding.
I'm all tired sounding because of being up early.
That's what I mean. See, that's what I'm talking about.
You got to have that. You got to make use of his morning. Morning ovation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good old Gully.
Does this sound better?
Yeah, you sound normal. You sound like yourself now.
Thank you.
You don't sound like, you know.
A whiny bitch.
Well, no, you sounded, I don't know, you sounded weird.
Well, I'm back to normal.
It sounded like you were on the phone. Didn't he sound like he was on the phone before?
A little bit, actually, yeah.
Now you sound like you're in the studio.
Cool.
I like it sounding like we're all in the studio together, even though we're not. We never have been.
It's like an optical illusion.
It's to the point now where if I ever do have to go back to radio, and I would prefer to work in separate rooms from anybody that they team me up with. Because
just so it's
it's to the point in my life where I'm more comfortable not being in the same room with people.
Is that gorillas like that with his wife?
Yeah, that's a gay gorilla and his wife. That's how they roll.
Yeah.
That's why they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Yep, got me all figured out.
How's that going, by the way? You guys still in the separate rooms?
Yes, we are, Ray.
Has she spent the entire night with you in your new bed yet?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she has once.
Oh, really? Just once?
Just once.
But most of the time, you keep yourself solo in that bed.
Well, except for 3 o'clock this morning.
What happened at 3 o'clock this morning?
I was awakened at 3 o'clock this morning.
What happened?
I'll let your imagination fill in the blanks here, right?
I mean, I thought you wake up for work. Don't you wake up for work early?
About 5:30.
So somebody crawled into bed and woke you up at 3 o'clock with sex or something?
It was very, very nice.
Oh, really? What'd your wife say? Or did she sleep right through it in the other room?
my wife didn't say much because it's kind of hard to talk with your mouth full.
Oh, was she, did she have someone in her room too?
No.
I'm very confused.
Did you film
it? I'm very confused. Did your wife know about the girl sneaking into your room? That's my question.
I'm sure she did, Ray. I'm sure it was premeditated by her.
So she was the girl that snuck into your room?
Uh-huh.
Very shocking. Maybe this marriage isn't as much trouble as we thought.
He has Wellington boots whilst treading through the mire that is his marriage.
I don't understand a word. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Wellington moot spa. I don't even know what the hell it is.
Wellington boots whilst treading through the mire.
What are Wellington boots?
While treading through the mire. Okay.
See? You know what? When I go through the mire, I just wear my regular shoes while I shop.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
That's
he's not talking about the mire as in the giant Midwestern grocery and other stuff store. He's talking about mire, M-I-R-E, a boggy Welsh or whatever. What's a mire? Mire's like
a swampy
muddy swamp.
Yeah,
like a bog.
A bog. Thank you.
That's it.
Well, then what are Wellington boots?
Those are the type of boots you wear when you want to go through the mire.
Are they like waders?
It's like giant rubber boots that protect your feet from mud and water.
So they're like waders.
We call them rubbers. We don't, but the generation before us referred to them as rubbers.
Gotta put some rubbers on to protect yourself.
Make sure to put on your rubbers before... Excuse me, Grandpa? Put on your rubbers! My what?
Well, you gotta protect it from the...
I can imagine how many people their grandparents would say, "You're not going out in this weather, are you?" "Yeah, yeah, it's just a little rain." Make sure to put on your rubbers. Excuse me?
Well, you've got to be safe when you go outside.
Protects against acid rain.
As well as STDs. I suppose if you put a Wellington boot on there, it's going to protect you because you won't get any.
They had no idea what the rest of us were... What our definition of rubbers was. So, you're sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning, your wife crawls into your bed with you? Is that what happened?
She crawled half in the bed with me.
I mean half in the bed? What does that mean?
Well, her legs were hanging off the end of the bed.
So she crawled in and what? She orally took care of you or something? Is that what you're getting at?
Uh-huh.
While you were sleeping?
Uh-huh.
I think she's actually trying to save this marriage. That to me is, that's a move a woman makes when they're in save the marriage mode to me.
Yeah, you go, girl.
It's a good consolation, Darren. That's a good, that's a good effort on her part, my friend.
It's a good way to wake up, I'll tell you that.
So what time do you usually wake up for work?
About 5:30.
I got to tell you something. I would love to wake up my wife. My wife would kick my ass if I woke her up 2 hours before she has to wake up for work.
Yeah, but if she did it to you, I mean...
Oh, I'd be totally into it.
Right,
oh, exactly. I'd be completely into it.
Exactly.
That's where my wife and I are different.
Of course, you're, gonna, no, you're not going to say no. Let's be honest.
No, no. No. But I'm just saying, if it was the other way around, you know, women would kick your ass. You wake them up for that.
That's right.
You're waking me up for something as stupid as sex. Oh, thanks for making me feel good about. Thanks for making me feel good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sex is stupid to women until they want it.
Yeah. Yeah, when they, it when is, then it becomes the most true. Important thing in the world. Then, you know, SportsCenter or anything you're watching other than, you know, is stupid to them.
Right.
Men never think sex is stupid.
It's a need for men. It's a when they can be bothered for women.
Yeah.
And they know it.
Unbelievable.
So are we right about you, why you're so tired tonight, Gully?
Now, you've been, what's with you? You've been getting lots of sex this week with this girlfriend of yours? Am I the only one on limited,
Are you on rations?
Well, I'm not on rations. I've just been very busy because, you know, I did the whole,
He's on
the video game. No, because MLB.
No. That's code for she rations out.
No. MLB 10, the show. It kept me up all night.
You had it for 2 days. Two days.
No, I got it on Monday night at midnight, remember?
Which was, what, 2 days ago?
So I played, is it? I played all night Monday night.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday I slept. And then ended up being dog tired Tuesday night. And last night I played MLB 10 again.
Thank God for working PlayStations.
Yeah. So I've been playing video games instead of... So it hasn't been on... She hasn't been rationing it out. I have been... I have, you know... She's readily handing out the porridge. I just have not gotten in line to get my, you know...
No.
To get it.
I don't believe that.
You should. Yeah, it's,
she'll offer once I'm too so, many
listen,
and then
girl,
decide
I'm,
not to
I, get you believe what you want to believe, my friend, but everything is fine on this end.
I'm not saying that everything's not fine. Everything's fine over here, too. Yes. I'm just saying that I see your wife rationing it out to you.
My wife,
on Saturday nights.
Nope.
Saturday nights, and that's your night.
She's not like, a rationing
we'll
type
we'll
person.
Push the beds together on Saturday night.
She is not a rationing person. She gladly, she's very giving in that area.
Well,
until I talk about it on the air, in which case she seems to not be as giving, so I should stop.
No, let's keep talking about it.
I should stop. I'm not the one sleeping in a separate bedroom that has the...
You know what, though, Ray? I don't think you're going to be getting it tonight anyway, because Deidre's been in a two-hour meeting and she's real tired.
She actually is with my... she's taking my niece to get her driver's license.
Yeah, but she had a two-hour meeting today and she didn't get
every Thursday. Every Thursday she has her meetings and she's always in a mood.
Yeah.
What better way to bring it out of a mood?
That's right, my friend. Well, I'm
it's not going to work.
Trust me, I'm all about stuff like that. I'm on top of it.
A little swivel of the hips and away you go.
That's right. Take care of some business. Hey, speaking of taking care of business, Hillbilly Joe finally going to be on today's show. Remember I said I had the Hillbilly Joe quiz?
Oh, yeah.
I have the quiz ready. HBJ quiz on today's show, a chance for our listeners to win. When we do this, I'll explain in a little bit when Joe calls in. Also, I'm hoping Sean Balint will call in so he can practice. I need Sean to practice for his backup singing role.
And we got to get that bet finalized.
And by the way.
And recorded. Because otherwise they'll try and squelch on it.
Gorilla, I found perfect song for Sean to sing.
Okay.
Perfect
what is it?
Song for Sean to sing backups on. At the Two Ton Baby performance that we'll be doing tomorrow. Boy, it's tomorrow night already.
It's gone quick this
week. Which reminds me, no show tomorrow because I got set up for. I'll be setting up for the gig.
Well, send me the information for Ustream and I'll log in here too and I'll start the show.
Okay, good. That'd be awesome. That would be great. Then people at least have something.
Right.
I did find. The perfect song for Sean to do. Even he can't screw up these backups.
What song is it?
Oh, glad you asked. In honor of the great T-Bone who died. You know this one, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is Big Mega 64, right?
This is, what is this? 1980-something is when this guy came out. It's Hall & Oates. Man-Eater. I think Sean would be perfect at it.
Yeah, I think that that describes Sean pretty well.
And in singing backups, here's all he has to do. Fast forward it. What you think, you get it for free. The woman's wild. I gotta learn the rest of the words. Here's the part Sean has to sing. Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man eater.
Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy.
Anyone can sing that.
Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
The only way he could possibly screw it up is if he overdoes it.
The only way he could possibly screw it up is to be Sean Boland.
Well, if he's an overdoer, like if he has to sing the other part too.
Oh, you know he is.
You know, if he can't help it. If he goes, she's a man eater, he's going to screw the whole thing up.
You know
he over eggs the pudding.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do.
Yeah, if he over eggs the pudding, you're absolutely correct.
I'll tell you what.
That's a hell of a saying.
I'll put a bet down on this one too.
All right, you're.
I'll just use the $20 that I get from Sean to pay you.
All right, bet Sean. I want to get Sean on the show and have him make a bet that says he will not intentionally over sing.
No, I want the bet about getting the phone number from the girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's gonna. I don't know. We'll see. He's definitely coming up.
Boy, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man.
I mean, who can screw that up, right?
Sean Boland.
Sean Boland.
Oh, here she comes. That's all he has to say.
You want to list the people that can screw that up?
It's like two notes. Oh, here she comes. I mean, anybody can sing that.
You got to get this on video.
Roger Ebert can sing that. It's so...
Sean Boland would screw that up. Joe would screw that up. DC would screw that up.
No, I'm serious. I think anybody can do that. So it's one of the easiest backup songs to sing. The only way he could screw it up is, as Gully says, if he over-eggs the pudding.
It's true.
That's the only way to screw it up. It means he overdoes it. Like, he instead of singing his part.
Here she comes, she's a man eater.
He has no business singing that part. All he has to sing is, oh, here she comes.
And then he'll say chicks at some kind.
Yeah, or if he's, oh, here come the chicks. If he decides he wants to ad-lib.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which he will.
She's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door.
So many. Oh, yeah, this will be good. That'll be easy.
Imagine him breaking out into freestyle rap.
Yep. Don't you think he should dress as a woman?
Yeah.
All the time.
He should dress as a woman while we're singing this song. He should dress as the man-eater. That he can go, oh, here I come.
Watch out, men, I'll chew you up.
And I go, watch out, boys, he'll chew you up. Oh, here I come. He's a man-eater. I'm a man-eater.
You've got to get this on that Ustream app live, right?
No, you're right. I've got to record it. You know what? I've got to record it. It's a great idea. I'll have my brother Foon record it.
Nice.
I think Foon's going. If not, his wife Debbie's going. I'll have her record it. I'll even have my brother or sister-in-law record it. It's a very good idea.
And then we'll play it Monday.
Oh, that's got to be great. I wonder if I can run an output from the board. You know what I mean? I wonder if there's a way to run an output.
Yeah.
To record the actual show.
And get like, there is. And, get like a laptop, put an output to the input
well,
of the laptop.
Well, no, I mean, Ray, my the lead guitarist in the band, he's got an actual recording. He records stuff. He's got a recording studio. But I don't know if he's got anything portable. Wouldn't it be funny if he recorded it and we could just grab Sean's mic?
Just have it on
you
the
You know
table.
What I mean? Yeah, well, how awesome would that be?
That would be pretty
Whoa,
cool.
Oh, here you go. That'd be great.
You can imagine him singing flat notes all night.
Dude, that would rock.
Mr.
And you
flat.
Know, you want to know the other part? He won't be... Oh, here she comes. There's all the ad-libbing that he's doing there. Oh, here she comes. See, he won't be able to help himself. I bet you he sings that right there. I'm going to make a bet with him. That he becomes...
You need to make it a secret bet.
He becomes
so, because if he knows...
He can't help himself. Oh, here she comes. He cannot help himself. He'll be an overdoer. He'll have to sing the parts that aren't his.
He will. Yeah. He can't resist. He's such a showman.
I'm gonna have to set something up to record him. I'd love to play the audio of him singing. The woman is wild. Hey, chicks. Woman is wild. Hey, chicks. God. Yeah, DC is in the chat room. He's saying there was a show where Ray once offered Sean money not to sing. He's absolutely correct. One time on the old show, I remember this. We were working at WQLZ, and we had a sister station. We had a sister station named Light Rock 99. Okay. And Light Rock 99 played all in their computer they had you name any bad song. Any good bad song. Like a song like Air Supply, Hall & Oates, they had all, you know.
Like Corey Hart.
Oh, they had you name it.
Like Pastatucci.
They had any song they had. And so what happened was I bet Sean, I said, I bet you can't keep from singing. Oh, I can keep from singing. So I bet him money. I said, I'll pay you money if you can keep from singing. Because the whole thing with him is he couldn't help himself. Every time we played anything, he started singing it. If it was a bad song. Now, if it was like a good rock song, he had no idea what it was.
King of Cheese.
But if I played like a bad song, like Air Supply... He couldn't help himself. It was terrible. So I actually put money out of it. I grabbed all the money out of my pocket. I don't know what I had. And I say, you can have all of it if you just don't sing. And then he took his headphones off. I said, no, you got to keep your headphones on. He's like, okay. And then it was like... And he was like, you know... He was moving his head. I could see he was wanting to sing. You know, he's like, I said, no humming. And he would, you know, he'd be good. Watch out, boy. And then finally he just, here she comes. And he couldn't help himself. He's one of these guys, he's got to sing if he knows the song.
And he by the sounds of it, he knows every cheesy song.
He knows, you name it. I played Air Supply. He knew every word of the Air Supply song. Who doesn't? Who knows every word of an Air Supply song?
They haven't, Air Supply knows.
They haven't been relevant for over 30 years. And you're right. Even Air Supply doesn't know the words. Even Air Supply doesn't know the words of their songs.
But Shumblin's Die Hard.
I'm pretty sure the guy in the air the guy in Air Supply needs a cheat sheet. Sean doesn't need it. He knew every word.
I don't even know who they are.
Barry Manilow? Forget it. You can't play Barry Manilow around him. He has to sing Barry Manilow.
Does he attempt to croon as well?
It's a sickness. No, it's just it's cheesy 80s songs. He just can't help himself.
Is Top Gun his favorite movie?
You know, I don't know.
I could just imagine him watching Top Gun every Saturday night when he's thinking about all the women he could knock back in those filthy
bars.
I cannot stress
how addicted to cheesy 80s music he is. You name it, he has to sing it.
Wow.
I mean, if I went... It's a cheesy 80s song.
Oh, yeah.
From Gully's People.
Yep. Denim-wearing types.
Where are these people? Where are these people? They're from Ireland, right?
Yeah. I think I just caught the girlfriend singing along now.
Sean would go nuts if he heard this. You know, we got to get him on the phone. We got to get him on the phone today. And I'll just play the songs and see if he can do it. I bet even over the phone he can't keep from doing it.
I can see this. Like, at Sean Blint's house on a Saturday night. He gets his popcorn. He gets his VHS tape of Top Gun. And he's calling. He's like, somebody call Kenny Loggins. Chicks, we're going to the danger zone.
It's probably got a Betamax one. That's the VHS is too forward.
Sean actually stops what he's doing, looks at an imaginary camera, and then says, somebody call Kenny Loggins, chicks. We're going to the danger zone. And then the person he's with goes, who are you talking to? Nobody. And the thing with Sean is he's not a horrible singer. He's got a pleasant voice. The problem with his voice, though, is he has no range.
It's like me. I'm just a terrible, terrible singer.
Well, I mean, if you get in the right key, which is why I picked Maneater. Maneater's in his perfect key. He doesn't have to stretch out. But like, for example, I just played that song, Come On, Eileen. Let me see if I can get to it. Let me do my Sean impersonation. Get to the chorus. Hold on. What's the part where they go Kooraloo? Oh, I think it's right here. Gully, where do they go? Tooraloo, ra, to, you know.
Near the end.
Is that where it is? Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. So this starts low, Tooraloo, and then goes up. Now, with Sean's limited range, he would sing this, although I'll see if I can do a Sean impersonation. Because he has no range. That's how he goes higher, is going louder.
At least I have an excuse.
Yeah.
Like
you're a big smoker. Gorilla, you're a smoker. And horribly
20 years of smoking.
And horribly unhealthy. Sean is horribly unhealthy and just has no range. I mean, you know.
Man, I'm half deaf.
Right. Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't stop him. He'll still try it. And he'll do it with karaoke with 100 people in the bar watching him. He won't go up and talk to a woman because he's embarrassed. But yet, he'll sing karaoke in a room full of people and hit a clunker note and feel just fine about it.
Maybe he can't hear it.
Yeah. No, he can hear it.
Maybe in his mind he thinks he's singing pitch perfect.
No, he can hear it. He just has no shame. That's what, there's a difference.
I've got to see video evidence, right?
He's got no shame and no balls, Ray.
Well, you'll find out on Monday, hopefully, because we will, because tomorrow night, I'm going to try to find a way to record this. And we'll see if Sean can keep from singing more than he's supposed to. Remember, all he's supposed to sing. Oh, here she comes.
I'll tell you what, if you can wait to play that song until I get there, I'll bring the flip cam and we'll videotape it and you can
That's
play
That's a great
it.
Idea. What time are you gonna, yeah, you know what? I'll do the, we'll move that set to later in the night.
Say 10 o'clock?
We're going to do a whole set. We're doing a whole set of, listen, here's the secret. Don't tell anybody. But at some point during the night, we change our name to Fat Benatar and we do a bunch of 80s stuff.
Nice.
There's the, there is the.
Are you going to sing Love is a Battlefield, right?
Not tomorrow, but in the future, yes. We are young. No promises, no regrets. Love is a battlefield.
I need some hair so I can bouffant it up now.
What is your wig?
I think I'm going to wear my whore leather pants and a bandana.
Oh, God, no.
And a bandana.
You should get like a big 80s wig, too.
Yeah,
like you're right. Out, like you're right out of Whitesnake.
We are, but seriously, that's what we're doing. I mean, this is I'm letting you guys in. I'm letting you guys in on a secret. Two Ton Baby at some point during the evening is going to change their name, and we will do a set as Fat Benatar.
Nice.
This is every gig, so don't tell anybody. But that's what's going on.
Transformation will occur.
And we will be playing. I don't know if we're actually going to. We're not going to put on the costumes and stuff tomorrow night, but tomorrow night will be the first time we actually play some of the 80s stuff.
Cool.
Can you play the Corey Hart song?
Not tomorrow, but eventually. I got to get my piano out of storage, and then we can. Because when we moved, they put my keyboard in storage. So the guy's mm-hmm. like, yeah, let's do this 80s stuff. You play keyboards, right? Oh, yeah. But I haven't been to storage to get the keyboard out.
Piano.
In my piano.
Piano.
I'll have to get it out. Okay, so listen, Hillbilly Joe's with us, guys. We are extremely hey. We are extremely fortunate because I've been wanting to do this all week. This is a game for everybody in the chat room. For those of you that are listening to just the audio feed or listening to just the front page, if you want to get in the chat room, click on the chat and video button to the left and come on in there so you can play the game. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited because we're going to play Current Events Quiz with the one and only Hillbilly Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. Lytle. How are you doing?
It's more important, how are you doing, my friend?
And it's afternoon.
Yeah, speaking of events, it's afternoon, not morning.
Well, he's...
No, it's morning, trust me.
He is on Hawaiian time.
He judges morning on how many beers he's had.
Joe, are you prepared to take the current events quiz?
You know what, I'll do anything for you, Mr. Thank Lido. I've actually been watching a lot of TV, so I know a lot of stuff
that's good.
Been going on.
Oh, good. I actually hope so.
You get upstairs, dog, now. Ain't nobody want to see an ugly four-legged mutt down here.
I'm sorry, what is he doing?
I'm sorry about
He's
that.
He's yelling at his dog.
Are you yelling?
I'm sorry, I was yelling at BG to get his big bath.
Do you
upstairs.
Have a new dog at your house?
It's that same dog that we got after whatchamacallit let my one out. And
you shouldn't really talk about your wife like that, Joe.
Is this the dog that poops on the floor that you guys don't pick up?
Well, that was the first dog, too.
What?
This is dog two. This is dog number two.
Oh, this isn't the poop dog.
He ate the other one because he...
Yeah, because he poops down in the basement.
Well, that's important.
But the little son of a bitch pisses all over the goddamn place.
Oh, that's wonderful, Joe.
Thanks for that, Joe.
Okay, so...
that.
Yes.
I was over at my friend's house the other day, and they got a new puppy.
Yeah.
And they have a regular dog too, like a larger sized dog.
Right.
And that's a male, and they had one of her kids had one of her friends over.
Right.
And the dog runs down the hall, raises his leg, and pees on the kid's friend.
Oh, poor kid.
You know, you felt sorry for him, but you
Listen, because I want to see everybody's facial expressions, I am enabling cameras For Cowboy Volk, Tiffer, Wolf, I'm enabling everybody's camera if you'd like to go on cam. Because I'd like to see your face. Here's how this is going to work. Joe, are you in the chat room?
I can't because I don't know how to mute everybody's.
Good. I'd rather you not be in it. I'd rather you not be in it.
I got a 1942 computer. You got to remember that, right? So
I want you to not be in the computer because I don't want you to read what people say.
No, I'm just on Skype. So
Joe, I have come up with questions. These are questions about things happening in the world. These are questions that everyone is talking about.
Are these current events or past
these
events? Because if they're current events, I could probably get them all then.
This is a current events quiz.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the question, and before you answer it, I want to go to the people in the chat room, and I want them to vote as to whether you will get the question right or you will get the question wrong. And I don't want you cheating. I just want you answering.
I'm not in the chat room. They can tell you I left the chat room.
Wonderful.
When I called. So I can't be in the chat room because you hear, besides my echo in my tunnel, you'll hear backfeed. So.
Awesome. Well.
No, right.
I'm awesome.
I have no idea what that means.
I wish Joe would crawl from outside of his box for 5 minutes, though.
I wish you'd really get a damn computer and shut the hell up and let Mr. Lytle ask me the first damn question.
All right, Joe, here's how it works. I'm going to give you the question, all right?
Yep.
And you have to answer it.
Okay.
These are, if you're watching television, if you've listened to radio, if you've been on the internet, if you've looked at anything at all, you should know these stories. These are current events happening in the world.
I don't listen to radio because you're not on it. Only thing I go to is porn for the internet, and I watch nighttime TV. So.
Well, let's see if you know any of these answers. Joe, question number one. Joe, name the teams that played for the gold medal in Olympic hockey. Don't answer yet. Joe, I want you to name the two teams that played for the gold medal in Olympic hockey. Everyone in the chat room, please let me know if you think Joe is going to get this question correct or incorrect. What are your guesses? Will Joe know the two teams that played for the gold medal? Gully, I'm going to start with you. Do you think Joe's going to know this answer, yes or no?
I'm going to go for incorrect, Ray.
And what about you, Gorilla?
I think he's going to miss them all, right?
You have no hope. You have no faith in him getting them right.
No.
Well, I tell you what. The majority of people in the chat room think Joe's going to get it right. Joe. Name the two teams that played in the gold medal game of Olympic hockey.
Well, last I knew, because they even had a special about a little, I think, 5-year-old or a 4-year-old who did a deal for the United States of America team. And it gave them such inspiration they won. So I'm going to go with USA. I'm hoping I got this right. If not, then I was looking at something else. Canada?
And who won the gold medal?
The gold medal for that one, I'm going to have to take a guess. I'm going to have to say Canada.
Joe says the two teams that played in the Olympic hockey gold medal game with the United States and Canada, with Canada winning. Joe, you're correct.
Well done. I was surprised.
That's pretty impressive, Joe.
Yeah. Well done.
Well, see, I watch it. It's not called The Buzz, but it's called Somewhere with Dylan, channel 19 in the morning. Good. And I knew about this little kid doing a little Dylan, what is not Facebook, but that other where they do videos and stuff.
Right.
And he did it this time, and I heard something about one morning. I was like half asleep, half not, where he was kind of upset that we didn't win, and I thought maybe I was dreaming it, so I had to take a chance on that one.
Joe, question number two. Question number two. In the United States, starting on Friday and then Monday and Tuesday of this week, all anybody wanted to talk about was the unemployment benefits extension. There was a bill that the Senate was trying to pass to extend unemployment benefits along with some money used for road projects and, strangely enough, a satellite TV bill. The bill was held up by one senator who refused to vote for it, delaying unemployment benefits. Even people in his own party were mad at him. Joe, could you tell me who the senator is and what state he's from? People, is Joe going to get this right, yes or no?
I'm going to stick to incorrect at this time.
Gorilla?
I stand firm, Ray.
Right.
He will not get this right.
You're saying that you're never going to, you'll never guess he'll get it right. By the way,
my
nobody.
Faith in Joe is less than zero.
No one thinks that he's got, nobody even in the chat room is putting it that they think he's going to get this right. No one thinks you're going to get this right. Joe. Name the United States Senator and what state he is from. In fact, I'll give it or. You could name the senator or what state he's from who almost held up, or actually did hold up, the unemployment benefit extension.
He is a white guy.
I cannot accept a white guy, considering we're talking about the United States Senate. Yes, odds are pretty good he's going to be a white guy.
And
he has two hands.
He has a wheelie.
Senate, Joe, I need the name or the state or both. Don't cheat.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to think. That's something I didn't get to see.
I need 5 seconds.
Arizona or Tennessee and Bill Clinton?
No, Joe, I'm sorry. The senator's name was not Bill Clinton. His name was Jim Bunning.
Who the hell is that?
And he was not from Arizona or Tennessee. He's from Kentucky.
I thought he was from Missouri. Gee, I would have gotten it wrong, too.
Really?
So would I. I don't know who he is.
You didn't know that?
No. I thought he was from Missouri.
No. Jim Bunning's a Republican. He's a Republican from Kentucky.
I knew it was Jim Bunning, but I thought he was from Missouri.
Former baseball pitcher. All right, Joe. Question number three. Good luck.
All right.
Joe, what politician was one of Jay Leno's first guests on his return to late night this week? Is Joe going to get it right or wrong? What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Is Joe going to get it right or wrong? Let's see what they're saying in the chat room. And Gully, what do you think?
I think he's probably, Jay Leno, even though he's not very good, is probably too intelligent for Joe, so he's going to get this wrong.
All right. In the chat room, they're guessing wrong. Joe is usually drunk by 10:30. He won't know this. Gorilla!
Wrong!
All right, Joe, my friend. What's the name of the politician? That was one of Jay Leno's first guests in his return to late night TV.
Well, to be honest with you, Mr. Lytle, I didn't even know that double chin guy came back until yesterday, and I'd seen him on a magazine.
Uh-huh.
So, let's go the ex-governor of Illinois, who is a Bogdanovich or whatever the hell he is, since he's every now and then in the news.
Did you say Bogdanovich?
Yeah, Bogdanovich, or as I call him, Jackoff Bitch.
All right. Joe's guess is
I didn't even know Jay Leno was back, so.
Joe's guess is Bogdanovich. I'm sorry, Joe, that's incorrect. Joe, the actual, Gorilla, what's the actual answer?
Mrs. Clinton.
No.
Sarah Palin.
Yes. It was Sarah Palin.
She's still in the news?
Yes.
Isn't she still in the news?
Unfortunately, she is.
Oh, man, I thought she left after her daughter got
2012.
Pregnant. Everything. Man, no wonder.
There's no way she's running for president in 2012.
2012.
There's no way.
2012.
If she gets president, you'd need to leave your country.
So who's going to run is Mitt Romney.
If she gets pregnant, I swear to God, I'll shoot myself right on camera.
Joe!
I hope she does, so I can
Joe, watch. You ready for question number 4?
Yes.
Well, this was all over the news last week, Joe. Last week, it was a big story. Who was rumored to be an American Idol judge? Somebody was rumored to be an American Idol judge. And it caused an uproar. Everybody was talking about it. People were complaining. The person hadn't even spoken to American Idol, and yet people were complaining about the thought that the prospect that he could possibly be an American Idol judge. Okay, people, is Joe going to get this right or wrong? And also, I want to know if you guys think you know, because this is a pretty. This was everybody heard this, right?
You know what? He might actually get this one right.
Okay.
Gully, this story was huge.
What do you think, Gully?
It seems trailer park enough for him to know the answer, so I think correct.
So you guys are thinking he's going to get this right?
Yep.
Listeners are thinking he's going to get it wrong.
I've answered all the questions.
Nobody has predicted that he will get this right, except for you two. Joe.
Yes.
Who was rumored to be an American Idol judge?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh. That is 100% wrong.
Wrong.
At least try, Joe.
Larry
I knew I should have
set
this like a danger.
Joe, the answer was... Gully, you want to try the answer?
No, because I hate all forms of programs like that, so...
Vanilla Gorilla, answer was...
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah. I should remember that, actually, because we talked about it.
Joe, you're 1-4.
I remember that, too. I should have remembered that. Bob, where you at when I needed you? You like American Idol? Every time it's on, I turn it off.
Joe.
And get into a fight.
Next question.
Yes, Mr. Lytle.
Hillbilly Joe quiz. Hillbilly current events quiz. What South American country got rocked by an earthquake? What South American country got rocked by an earthquake just the other day? All right, people, Joe going to get this one correct or incorrect. The name of the South American country that got rocked by a big earthquake.
Right. I would have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, he is going to get this horribly, terribly wrong.
This is the second big earthquake we've had in a month.
He will go down in flames, and he will name something from South Africa. He'll say, like, Johannesburg or something.
Everybody, you know what? You know what? DC and Wolf are actually saying he's going to get this one right.
Not a chance.
I don't know. They're predicting. Predicting he might actually get this one correct.
Apparently they don't know him well enough. If it's not Skinamax, he doesn't know.
Joe, what South American country was just rocked by an earthquake?
Well, to be honest with you, Ray, there was actually two countries that were hit in the past month really bad.
I need one.
But the main one that's been on TV every single day, and he's been getting hit with tremors and everything, and I think the last was an 8.4, and that is, as I call him Chile, C-H-I-L-E.
So, are you reading this?
No. No, it's on every damn day.
Is that your final?
Right now, I sit there, it is, they'll talk about it.
Is that your final answer, yes or no?
Yeah, the Chile, that's how I call it, Chile.
Final answer?
Yes. Or child, Chile, whatever.
Congratulations, Joe. You got it right.
Joe, did the website you look for this phonetically spell it for you?
No, I know how to spell it, but I just don't know how to say it.
Wow.
I call it chili, but I don't know if they call it child, chili,
or
what. I call it chili.
Chili.
It's not called
chili. Okay, then cool. Then I say it right.
Definitely not. Definitely not called child.
Well, I knew what I was talking about. I mean, like I said, every time you turn on TV, any news station, it's got about that. The last one that I knew of was an 8.4 earthquake. Who gives a rat's ass?
What do you mean? You don't care about these poor people in the earthquake?
Wait till all the tremors and the big earthquakes get done, then help them.
I expect them to say, like, Johannesburg or Madagascar or something.
It's a good job, Joe. Doesn't work for the Red Cross.
Madagascar
is the is that Lion Disney movie from Madagascar, so there's no real deal on that. Come on, VG, you should know that.
Wait a minute, you're saying
Lion King.
What do you mean there's no real deal? What are you talking about?
There's
no Madagascar.
Oh, there is no Madagascar. Is that what you're saying?
It's from the Disney movie Lion King.
Right. So you're saying it doesn't exist, Joe? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
All right. Final answer. Final answer, Joe?
It don't exist.
All right, that's wrong. That's wrong. There actually is. Madagascar is real.
And it's not the Lion King.
Madagascar.
It's not from the Lion King. It's from the movie called Madagascar.
Joe, you
oddly enough. See, he knows Chile, but he doesn't know that Madagascar is a real country.
You are very dumb.
Joe, next question.
Boy, I wouldn't be talking because you said I was going to get them all wrong, and I haven't yet. I've got 2 out of 5 wrong. Right, 3 right, wrong. So,
next question. One of the most watched television events of the year is coming up this weekend. Everybody's talking about it. Joe, do you know the television show that is on this weekend that everyone's talking about? We get a yes or no. Is Joe going to get it right? Yes or no? What is the television show that's airing this weekend that everybody's talking about? It will be one of the most watched shows of the year. Gully, is he going to get it right? Yes or no?
He only watches the Power Rangers and porn, so he'd probably get it wrong.
Gorilla.
I think he'll get it right.
Joe, there's a show coming on this weekend. It'll be one of the most listened or one of the most watched shows of the year. Do you know the name of the show that will be on this weekend?
Can I ask, would it be on? Is Friday classified as the weekend, or is it just on a Saturday or Sunday?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the weekend.
Okay,
starting Friday prime time through Sunday midnight is the weekend.
Okay, let's see what shows are coming up. Wow. Oh, man. I know you're probably going to watch it, Mr. Lytle. So I've noticed 24 ain't been on, so I'm going to say well, there's a lot of women that like.
Are you looking up? Are you looking up the TV guide?
No,
or something?
I want to say California Housewives, but I know that's not. It's something Housewives.
We need to press you for
California
an answer,
Housewives. Is that your final answer?
I want to say yeah, something Housewives. Right.
California
yeah.
Housewives.
Well done, Joe.
There is no show such as called California Housewives.
Let's just invent shows for you.
What you were looking for, Joe, is Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, and I know you were looking at that. And, Joe, even that would be the wrong answer. Because the show that they're talking about this weekend is a little thing that they call the Academy Awards. The Oscars. That's what airs this weekend.
Who cares about that? They even got the...
Joe, it's one of the top watch... It's
coming too.
They've got the what?
The Black Awards, too. The BET Awards coming up, too.
Okay, Joe. I never knew you were.
Joe, the Academy Award, you should know that the Academy Award is gay Super Bowl. I mean, for gay, for women, for women and gay people, this is their Super Bowl. I mean,
I don't watch that. I don't even watch that red carpet show.
And it is one of the most. It is one of the most watched shows of the year, every year.
You know he's lying. He's going to lie on the sofa with a snuggle rug, and he's going to watch it intently.
I hope that he do that.
That'd be great.
It's like
that's not a show. That is a once in a year deal. That is not a.
It
deal.
Is. He's been on television. It's a show. Television event. Yes.
It's a worldwide event.
If I go and put a show on Channel 4, that means I have a show too. I don't classify it.
No.
That's not
if
a
you
show.
Put something on television, it would not be a show. If you put it on, it will be a mess, is what it will be.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be the hit. It'd be the biggest talk show in the world.
Controversial.
It won't be controversial. It'd be the best show in the world, trust me.
Last question. I'll tell you something. This is the hardest question.
I got two right so far.
This is the hardest of all the questions. If you get this right, it will shock me. In fact, I think if half our audience gets this right, it will shock me. But it is current events. Everyone's talking about it. There's a word being tossed around all over the news. That word is reconciliation. It's a term being tossed around, reconciliation. It's a word that describes a certain thing that takes place in a certain place. Joe, I need you to either describe what reconciliation is or describe where reconciliation will be taking place. Is he going to get it right or wrong, people? What do you think?
He's going to mess this one up big time.
Gorilla, should I even ask?
You know what? He really should know what this. Everybody should.
Well, everybody should, yes, but... People are using such words as horribly wrong, dead wrong, no way in hell.
It's going to be a cluster F.
Server Girl says Joe will hold it wrong. We'll get it wrong and then hold us reliable for it. Cowboy Volk says not only will Joe get it wrong, even he would get it wrong. All right, Joe.
It's not looking good, Joe.
Joe, here we go. There's a term being tossed around all over the place. That term is reconciliation. That term means something, and there's one place where this term is taking place. Can you tell me what reconciliation is, or where reconciliation will be taking place? I need an answer.
Well, first of all I'm going to say is I should know this from 15, almost 16 years of being with my wife, and we went through it probably 100 times in that deal.
That's a different kind of reason.
It's classified as...
Right. Yeah. I don't know why that would be on the news. There's a...
It's trying to work things out.
Yes, okay.
In court.
Yeah.
Trying.
There you go. Hey, I like your thought process. I like your thought process. Keep going with this. Okay. Who knows? Maybe you'll shock the world if you get this right.
Going with it, Joe.
It's trying to work things out. And when you go to get a divorce and you're going into court, you're trying to work deals out to what goes where and what goes what.
Okay, Joe. Yeah.
That's my final answer.
So wait, your final answer is what?
It's
Joe, the media is using the word reconciliation.
The meaning of reconciliation?
The media, no. The media is using the word reconciliation.
Oh, the media?
The media. It's in the news. They're talking about reconciliation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant
a specific type of reconciliation. Describe what it is or where it's taking place, Joe. That's what I need. Not you telling me how the court ordered you and your wife to reconcile after your many attempted divorces.
Okay, well, I guess the media, the way they're doing it, I guess...
They're talking about reconciliation. Where is reconciliation going to be taking place?
In Chile.
Is that your final answer? You know, I got to be honest. I thought, didn't you kind of think for a second, oh, he might be onto this? Reconciliation is a form of passing a bill, and that is what's going to be happening in the Senate. Maybe as early as before the weekend.
Okay, but I thought you said something else of the meaning of it, so you got to at least give me a half a point.
No, that's not it. No, it's a different meaning. No. That's a
okay, but you got to give me a half a...
No, it's a term. No, Joe. You were simply trying to give the definition of the verb reconciliation.
Right, and I thought you said the meaning of it.
No, I asked for the meaning of what they're talking about in the media. Reconciliation is the term used for what the Democrats are thinking of doing.
Well, if you would say what the Democrats were thinking of doing, I could have gave you the right damn answer. But
right. No, Joe. All it basically does is, listen, it's a term where they're going to take the best parts of the health care reform bill, and they're going to go with a majority. And they're going to go with a majority vote, which would be 50 votes. And if they get the 50 votes, then the bill will be passed. That's what reconciliation
is. Right. Give me a
I mean, there's more to it, but that's... wouldn't you say, girl, that's the easiest way to describe
it? Well, it's a little more complicated than that.
Yes, but it's the easiest way to dumb it down.
That Joe may understand, yes.
Yeah, for example, Bush used it to get through, remember the tax cuts?
Yeah.
All right, remember the tax cuts?
Which is, by the way, what it's specifically designed for.
Yes. The Republicans used it in earlier last decade, to get Bush's tax cut through. Then the Democrats were against the tax cuts. And now the Democrats are thinking of using it to get through health care reform because the Republicans are against
right. You need to write it in crayon so we can understand.
Do you understand what I mean, Joe?
I understand what you said in when you said it, but like I said, I thought you did the meaning of it.
It's a completely different meaning. It's a completely different meaning. This has been Hillbilly Joe Current Events Quiz.
I got to say is at least I got three of all those.
You did. I'm very proud of you. Sean Balint is joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Sean Balint.
Hello there, Gorilla. Hello, Ray. And hello, the female Americans everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Balint. Come on, Shawnee.
How you doing? Only the most expensive brute for me.
Hey, I figured out what song you were going to be singing with Two Ton Baby tomorrow night.
Oh, hit me.
And I want to play it for you. I want to play a little bit.
It could be fun.
Mr. Lytle.
All right.
Not the Divinyls again, is it?
No, it will not be. It will not be the Divinyls, I Touch Myself. Ugh. No.
Oh, that's good to know.
It will never be the Divinyls, I Touch Myself.
He doesn't touch himself, he touches the sock, which is touching himself.
Touch the sock.
By the way, right?
Yeah.
On my camera, my gorilla is crying because Joe doesn't know reconciliation.
You should be crying because Joe didn't know the Oscars were coming up. Yeah. I can understand someone not knowing reconciliation because it's something. We very rarely use it. I mean, we haven't used it. They usually don't do it. I mean, the Senate usually doesn't go through with it. So it's not a common term. I can understand not understanding it.
Well, give me this much damn credit, Mr. Lytle.
No, I'm not giving you credit at all.
You can't get no credit.
You can't get it now.
offense, Joe, feels
if you continue to fish for points.
Shut up and you listen. Since the
if
first
you continue to fish for points.
Title, and you give me all this stuff, Joe, how much
talking.
Have I grown getting all these questions right?
I got to say, you are a lot less retarded now than you were when I first met you.
Thank you. So I
he's not Anthony Pate, is he?
Little bitty promoted. I'm going, hey, Joe, you did good, but you're still dumb. I wouldn't care about that. But you got VG sitting there talking his bull crap, saying, oh, yeah.
All right, Gorilla, tell Joe he did good, but he's still dumb. That's what he wants. He just wants to be told he's still dumb.
That's all I want.
But he wants the credit of at least doing a little bit good.
Joe, you are smarter than an aardvark, but you're still dumber than everybody else.
You hear that?
Joe, you're just about smarter than a ten.
Joe, you are.
By the way,
you're smarter than the stapler I have on my desk. Congratulations.
By the way, there are two A's in aardvark. Actually, there are three, but there's two right at the beginning. So when you look it up.
Congratulations. You're very good.
I think we should
say Ray, that one song that you played earlier.
Yeah.
I like that song.
What song are you talking about?
You were talking to goalie about when a certain deal was going to be happening. You said at the end of the song.
Oh, Sean Bullitt. You mean the Sean Bullitt song that I was talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I like that song because you know what that you know what I used to do to that song.
I don't even want to know.
Oh no!
No! Not that way. No, I wasn't doing that. No! I tell you what. Next, you and your wife make love. This is not involved, Sean, since he don't have a woman. But next time you make love to your wife, play that song and go with the beat. Because
it starts going faster
and it goes slower and faster.
What
the
hell are you talking? What song are you talking about?
I think it's someone. I'm Sean Bullitt.
What song are you talking
about? I'm Sean Bullitt.
What the hell?
It's been 3 years since I've been something.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's the one that you asked goalie at the end. Was it like la 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 la?
Oh, come on, Eileen.
Yes. That would be the best sex song for any couple that wants to save their marriage. And I know, right? You don't need to save your marriage.
Thank you. Marriage is fine. My marriage doesn't need saving.
Exactly. So, Mr. VG, you need to sit there next time you want to be fancy. Get a good dinner, the candles. Take her out, do that. When you get back home, go to the bedroom, a little kissy-kissy, and play that music. I guarantee you, she ain't going to want to leave you at the end
Gorilla.
Of that song.
Well, it's funny that, Joe, because I've heard you.
You hear that, Gorilla? That's how you save your marriage.
With Come On Eileen.
Yeah, Come On Eileen. Come On Eileen is the secret to a happy marriage.
Whatever
I had no idea.
Oh, and Mr. Sean Bullitt, if you get a woman... The first time you hook up with her, you need to play that song because if not, you're not going to be with her no more.
If you please come on Eileen after meeting a woman,
she may
unintentionally think that Sean is gay.
Listen, that's what Joe's advice is.
Hey, I'm telling you.
What you're saying, Dexy's Midnight Runners are an aphrodisiac.
Yes.
Hey,
never thought of it. I really
better just slip that little pill in her drink.
So wait,
remember,
you're
if Dexy's Midnight Runners cause an erection for more than 4 hours, please call a doctor.
You're saying put a pill in her drink and then...
No. I said it's better than putting the pill in the drink.
And listen to Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Trial and error.
So we're going to rape somebody. There's no better raping music than Dexy's Midnight Runners, according to Joe.
I didn't say raper. No, I said... If he can get a girl back to his apartment,
Joe, right? You're a rapist.
Yeah.
He can get that far. And
he'll
he wants
raped.
To get kind of lucky, be the gentleman.
Yeah.
Do it when he's sitting there kind of making making out a little bit, getting to first base, second base. Right when he starts running the second base, push that button, play that music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. Play that music. I guarantee you she will never leave. She will say, Mr. Bullitt.
Wow.
Give me more. Give me seconds.
That's the key. All right, Sean. I know you're enjoying Joe's advice. Here is the song. You'll be singing a little bit. I got to hear how you're going to do. So I'm going to fast forward in a little bit, okay? You're going to sing backups on this song. But her eyes are on the door.
On the door.
No, wait, no. No, you don't sing there.
See?
You don't sing there.
Screwed up already.
You don't sing
yes.
there. Okay, you're not singing.
I'm sorry, I'm so plugged in.
Don't be an over-singer. Gully, what's he not supposed to do?
Don't over-egg the pudding show.
Yes, don't over-egg the pudding. So many have paid to see what you think, get it for free. The woman is wild, she can't handle a girl with a jaguar. All right, Sean, do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man-eater.
Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man-eater. I'll be damned. He did it.
Yeah, he was only off by about 2 seconds.
Well,
because
he's on the phone, so he's getting a delay.
Yeah, and I pulled the phone away to sing, so.
Well, get away from the damn drive-thru. You might be able to hear it and get it.
Yes, if you want a drive-thru order,
hey,
you're in
India. Listen,
I'm
going to tell you something. He did not overdo it.
You need to.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I'm going to fast forward to the end, okay? See if you know your backup parts.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, here she comes.
Woman is wild, wild, ooh. Here she comes. Wow, I'm very impressed. You're not over egging the pudding.
No, I was very surprised. He didn't even.
I am shocked. You're singing just your part. By the way, we want to make a bet with you.
Okay.
The bet is.
I want to get in on this.
You
by the way.
Can't just sing your part. The not bet not is bet. that you will end up singing other people's parts.
I'll try not to, but I am known to paint or drive or whatever outside the line, so I'll have to watch them myself.
Well, that's why we want to make a bet. Are you willing to take the bet, or are you?
Sure, I'll take it.
Right. Is that for the whole song, Ray?
Yes, he's got to sing just the backup part.
Oh, I want to make my bet with him, too.
All right, and by the way, Gorilla also wants to make a bet. Go ahead, Gorilla.
Sean Bolent. I'm tired of you going out and not getting any numbers. I am going to make a bet with you, Sean.
Yes.
When I show up, I'll be late showing up to Blue Grouch, but I will be there. Now, the bet is that I can get a girl's number before you can.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible bet.
And he's married.
And I'll get a number. And I'll tell them that I'm married.
That's like picking the play-in team to make the Final Four.
There he goes, yeah. There he goes with the goddamn sportsman. Talk like a man.
But the thing is, though, sports. Gorilla, you've got that X factor. Some women do like people who are married, and that is the X factor. So I think you shouldn't mention that just to make it a bit fairer, for sure.
Well, I think he ought to wear
his wedding ring.
I'm the human equivalent too of a condemned building. I've been condemned.
I've
got like a big red sticker on my face.
I think he should wear his wedding ring and then still try to get phone numbers. And then Sean try to get phone numbers and we see who'll end up getting more.
Hey Ray, don't mean to interrupt just real quick. What time are you playing tomorrow night?
We'll start around a little after 8:00. 8 to midnight at the Blue Grouch, by the way. It is Two Ton Baby, my band. We'll be playing. It's going to be a great time. My wife's going. She's going to look fantastic because she always wears cleavage shirts when we play a live like this. Not just her. Sean will be there.
Will Sean be wearing the cleavage shirt?
I think Sean should dress as a woman as he sings Man Eater.
He should.
I think he should.
Yeah, I think...
The woman
yeah,
who
I don't know. That's
oh, here she comes.
This is a very tough month to do that.
Make sure you shave your head, Sean, because I tell you what, I will show up and I will bring your clothes.
God, that's great. I think Joe should dress like a woman. Should have him help sing. Joe will have you help, too.
Joe, see, that's the thing.
Hold on. Let me go ask you a
question.
Get you an answer before you go off air. If I could be there. I can almost guarantee I could be there tomorrow night.
You should show
with
up.
With video camera. And I can probably guarantee you, me and Gorilla would have a girl's phone number or a woman's phone number before Sean would.
All right.
So give me a couple seconds.
All right, go ask. Joe's going to find out.
You know what they say, if you don't take a shot on goal, you can't score.
That's right.
You stop with the sports metaphor.
Well, I'm excited.
All you're not getting paid.
I got to be honest, I'm excited. I want Sean to come up and sing with us. It should be a good night.
Did you notice? Did you notice?
Do me a favor. Tell the show is brought to you by the Blue Grouch today. Do me a favor. Tell all your friends, won't you? My band, Two Ton Baby, playing the Blue Grouch Friday night, March 5th. We're going to be there. We would love it if you would come join us. That is tomorrow night, Two Ton Baby, plus all the great people at the Blue Grouch. It's going to be a blast. Let me take a quick break. I'm going to take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll end the show with Gorilla's news. And, actually, I don't know if we have time for news, because I have a meeting that I've got to go to for a softball, for Bella's softball team. But we will come back. I've got a listener, Poolside Pat. I've got a listener email by Poolside Pat. He sent in a top five list for Gorilla. Stay tuned. That's next.
For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield.
You know, if only Joe and Miss Kitty could get a chance to sit down with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, they could teach them all about reconciliation. Because as you heard from Joe, he knows all about it. I got a top five list. Poolside Pat said it in top five reasons that Vanilla Gorilla doesn't want health care reform.
I'll tell you the number one reason right now, I don't want health care reform.
Top five reasons Vanilla Gorilla doesn't want health care reform. Number five, he's planning to file an insurance claim for his brand new bed. Number four, he gets a kickback from the local psychology clinic from the grief counseling for women he has slept with that aren't his wife. Number three. Number three, he is worried that subpar medical care will have him ending up looking like Gully. Well, that doesn't make fun of Gorilla at all. That makes fun. Number two, he's afraid that someday he'll have to sit in a waiting room with Hillbilly Joe.
Yeah, that's a big one, actually.
At the clinic.
And the number one reason, Vanilla Gorilla does not want health care reform. Like most vampires, he's immortal! Yeah!
The number one reason I don't want health care reform
is here we go.
I'm actually very happy with my health care that I currently have.
You don't have none because you don't work at that, mother bubber.
All right.
What are you talking about? I'm the only one of us.
You know that, right? I stopped myself.
Joe.
Yes, thank
Joe,
you.
Joe, just stop for a minute. You need to go and ask permission from your wife to speak. If you could just pop along and go and do that, that would be great.
Well, you know, yeah. I'll go ahead and let you think about that. But Mr. Lytle,
yes,
I will be out at your show tomorrow.
Thank you. Listen, speaking of shows, I don't think I'm going to be able to do a show tomorrow because I got to go set up for the band gig tomorrow night.
Yeah, and this time perhaps you should send me the login information
so I can
do the show.
Gorilla will be doing his show, The Jungle, live on this feed tomorrow night, so you'll be able to watch him. As well, I gotta get out of here today because I gotta go to Bella's softball meeting. I'm sorry we don't have time for the news, but Gorilla, save the stories. I promise we'll do a Monday. If I don't talk to you guys, Have a great weekend. Gully, enjoy the rest of the time in London. Gorilla, please do well tomorrow night. Everybody, spread the word. Chubby Ray Live. All the old podcasts are available. And everything else. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to Hillbilly Joe, Sean Balint, and everybody in the chat room who played along. That's it for the show. This episode brought to you by the Blue Grouch. It's a Blue Grouch on West Maple. We'll see you guys tomorrow night with the band as we play out there. Have a great rest of the evening, and we'll talk to you on Monday. So long, everybody. Say it. Say it, Gorilla.
Good night, chick.
Say it, Gully.
Talk to you, Mogul.
Bye-bye.